long as one and one is two. Oh, this is a hard one.
There could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love you.
Julia, I know you're listening. In Lakeville, Minnesota, she's streaming it on the computer. That's the song she picked for us to dance to at her wedding.
Your heart has to be stretched in four different ways to sing that song.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Carol, Katie, Julia. Who did I miss? Carol, Katie, Julia.
Rachel.
So I always start with Rachel. That's why. Romy, you've got three girls to love on. Matt, you've got two. Yeah. That's a Daddy's with Big Hearts. That's what that's about this morning. We're visiting with Matt Fritzmiller. If you haven't seen the Renaissance Dad blog, you can go to renaissancedad.com. Matt is an educator, and I think that's kind of what comes through in these blogs. Just you have all kinds of kind of sweet stories, educational stories, DIY stories. It's all about, I wanted to read your tagline, a blog for parents who like gardening, cooking, building, parenting, educating, fixing, and just about anything else. That kind of covers it all, doesn't it?
I try to cover just about as much as I can.
Yeah, well, your heart comes through. And so, Matt, looking forward, your kids are 9 and 6 and 5.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So what are you looking forward to?
You know, long term, I just want to like my kids. And, you know, as they grow up, I want to see them just following some of the traditions that we've done as a family. And I want to see them just always remembering that Daddy spent time with me, that, you know, no matter how busy I was always willing to take time out for each one of them. And whether it's 5 minutes or a 2 hour date, that I had that time for them.
Dad's approachable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how about you, Romy? Oh, sorry. Caught you between coffee drinks there. What do you look forward to? You're so busy, you don't have time to look forward. It'll come.
Getting home in 6 hours.
Yeah, I know, Romy, every day, that's your highlight of the day is getting home to your family. I know that's so important to you. And Rosie, kids are all gone now.
There was a while we lived very rural up on the end of a dirt road up in New River. And so at the time I was driving a El Camino that was provided for me by the company I was working for. And so I'd turn the corner and I'd stop at the mailbox and I'd empty the mailbox. And then y'all could always see the dirt dust trail coming up towards the house. And I'd get about halfway back there, and I'd see all these little blonde heads pile, because the house was kind of up on the hill.
They watch for that dust.
All the blonde heads would just come running out the door, and they'd jump in the back of the El Camino, and we'd get up to the house. That was always a highlight. But, you know, what legacy would I like to leave for the kids? I just think about Dr. Rosie, my dad. And, you know, he was absolutely, bar none, No one even came close, my best friend.
Mm.
And he was always fair. And there wasn't anything you would read in a father's operations manual that he didn't do. Mm. You know, I never saw him ever touch my mom with anything other than affection. You know, that was just his style.
That's a big one, you know, loving on mom so that they can see that example. That's awesome.
Yeah. So friend, fun, father, fair.
That's some good ones.
I'll sum it up in four Fs.
Okay. Well, we were kind of talking about what we like to do as far as getting out and about. And Matt, you're a big camping family.
We are. Yeah. We live in, I think, the best state out of the country.
No doubt.
There is so much to do around here. And you know, we love getting up to the mountains and whether it's in the summer to get away from the heat or in the winter to go enjoy snow, just going out and enjoying nature. And, you know, my kids, we went camping a couple years ago, and they're running all through the forest screaming this song, "We're Explorers in the Great Outdoors." And, you know, that's what kids need to do. So we love getting up as, you know, into the mountains whenever we can.
That's awesome.
Arizona is great. Now, have you ever been a winner of one of our staycations?
We have not.
Have you been signing up?
I have been.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'll do it at least once a month.
All right. The Arizona staycation, you can only win it at rosieonthehouse.com, and it's brought to you by Sanderson Ford. Every month, we pull a name, a winner of an Arizona staycation, and you get to travel out to Sanderson Ford out on 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale, out in Glendale, 64 acres of Ford vehicles. One corner of those 64 acres is what they call their demo lot. And you get to pick from any Ford vehicle that's in that demo lot. Then you tell us what days you want it. Jennifer throws a $250 gift card on the driver's seat. Sanderson Ford fills it up full of gas. You tell us where you want to go, and we have 18 lodging partners throughout Arizona. We set you up lodging, food, gas, transportation. You get to pick where in Arizona you want to go.
And we even give you ideas on where to go. You know, Arizona State Parks is having their 60th anniversary, right? We were just visiting with a lot of the folks at the Arizona Historical Society Preservation Conference, and they've got so much going on. They're really trying to drive people out. So we're going to be including their maps into our baskets, help you decide where to go and how to get out and enjoy this best state.
You can only register to win at one place, RosieOnTheHouse.com, the Sanderson Ford Arizona Staycation.
Coming up next is the 8 o'clock hour. I'm 1 hour ahead of myself here. So Outdoor Living Hour, talking landscape and gardening, 9 o'clock. We're switching it this week for scheduling. That's we're going to be talking what to look for when buying a home. Then 10 o'clock will be our open line hour. So
it'll
stay tuned for
fun.
That. We still have five more giveaways for Father's Day.
And Matt, thank your parents, Dennis and
Karen
from
Gold Bar
Coffee Bar.
Best cup of coffee ever.
That is an excellent
thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
At Southern and McClintock.
Correct.
Okay. Well, now I know when I'm in that area where I'll be stopping for coffee. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.